We're almost done here. That's good. Pushing through. Rick says, I've been listening all morning, and I'm sorry for your loss, John. I can definitely relate to the situation. I played the Guadalupe Squares Halloween 2014 and won. But most important part that week in my life is my dog had passed away that Tuesday. I was a mess. I woke up Friday morning and I needed some comedic relief. As always, I wasn't disappointed. And then, as luck would have it, made it onto the Guadalupe Squares. Like I said, I won, and for a brief moment, I felt really good. And at the end of the squares, I talked to you about my loss, and you were incredibly nice, and you empathized with me. I was so inspired about what you had told me about your new puppy. I went out and found myself another one. Needed a new home, and he's my best friend. He and I are as happy as we could ever be, and going out for a morning walk now. Thank you for 19 years at KUPD, and even before at The Zone. I never picked up my squares prize. Can I have it now? Rick, sure, we'll give you those tickets to that show back in 2014. You won Night of the Living Dead. Is that what it was called? What did we call that thing? What? Big Red Night of the Dead. That's right. And come pick those up for 2014. I think it's downtown. Thanks, Rick. I got five other dogs to take care of at home. I'll get back on the horse. It's time now for Brady to entertain us all. All these emails, man. Emotions just pouring in and out of me. Damn you. You bastards. And sending me pictures of your dogs ain't helping. It's time for the entertainment drill. Brought to you by our friends over at ReactDefense.com. Home of tactical black self-defense. An unbelievable deal. And did you see the thing in Washington, D.C. for the gay pride parade?
Yes.
This is how people are living their lives now. Everybody's like, I don't want to act paranoid and crazy. Somebody thought a gunshot went off. Full stampede, like gays trampling gays just to get the hell out of there. No gun ever went off.
What was it?
No one knows. Well, the cops are like, we don't even know.
A BB gun.
There was a guy who had something.
At his partner.
But somebody screamed, gunshot. Gunshot. Not just gunshot. And then people were saying, well, I heard it go off. And like, nothing ever went off. These gays were crushing each other. And it's because they have no thought or plan in the idea that if anything went crazy, not to just trample and kill everyone else. Being prepared is not being paranoid, and having an idea of how to react in something and having a little training under your belt, never a bad idea. And again, no matter
but
what.
But if you're the only guy in that group that has the training, does it?
If you're the only one, that's the point. You're trying to get everybody else. Like, you're going to get trampled.
You're still going to get trampled.
Here's the thing. Don't go to gay pride parades. They're
go
sketchy.
Go get them!
They're sketchy people. A gay with a BB gun caused like a mass shutdown of the entire Capitol. But it speaks more to the mindset we're all in that even if a car backfires, people freak out because in our minds we're thinking world's crazy, somebody's going to do something. So why not live a little prepared? You never know when you're going to be the one standing next to the nutball that does something like that, and you might be able to take care of yourself, save yourself along with the people you care about, and they teach you exactly that at ReactDefense.com. And I know you're saying, oh, I'm not in the kind of shape, and get that summer body ready. If you sign up for a year right now at ReactDefense.com, they're going to throw in this dietary fitness program that goes with it. It's a $150 deal for nothing. Sign up for a year right now, and it'll get you in great shape. The dietary thing they put you on is unbelievable, and it's the right way to do it. Jay's amazing at breaking down all that stuff. He's a nutrition kind of superstar. And he'll get you all figured out there and get you in the shape you need to be in. I guarantee you, 1 month of this stuff, if you put your mind to it, you're going to notice massive results in the way your body looks. Not only that, the way your mind operates in situations that may be a little sketchy. Trust me, you've not been challenged like this in your entire life. I guarantee it. I've been doing it for a year now, and it is just mind-blowing every time I go. So, and they were very kind to me this weekend about Benny. So they're good people on top of it all. They're local. It's a homegrown deal. Head on out there. And change your life. That's the way it works. ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
Sigourney Weaver revealed that she's in for the Ghostbusters 3 movie.
Who's no?
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd.
I'm confused.
No.
I thought we had a reboot.
We did, and they're all women now. You can't go back to the old men. You can't have Grampbusters.
Well, director Jason Reitman said that...
nope, again.
They're going to have... They've read the script. They're... along with Ernie Hudson, but he stopped short of saying the movie will feature
Harold
a reunion
Ramis.
Because...
Hey, Harold Ramis is dead.
It's just Ernie Hudson.
Egon died in 2014.
Also, Ivan Reitman was the director of that, not Jason Reitman. Right. It's just like when Julian Lennon sang John Lennon's songs. I don't want that.
Well, they're doing Indiana Jones 5, too.
Is there six or five?
Five.
Oh, the last three sucked, so who cares?
Annie Potts.
Can't stop it.
You can't. You really can't. You can't stop this absolute lack of creativity that's coming out of entertainment.
Just be sad for what they've done.
And Bill Murray's better than that. Like, he does good, real movies now. This must be a paycheck that is beyond comprehension.
And the weird thing is he's so strange about what movies he's selecting. But then he's agreed to this Ghostbusters thing like a lot.
He's every time it's brought up. The Reitman boy.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah, well, he likes him. Yeah. And Jason Reitman's done some good stuff. But just because Jason Reitman is Ivan Reitman's, it doesn't mean like Dave Hitchcock is going to make great Hitchcock movies. Just like when Ronnie said her grandma was a Class A bowler.
Yeah.
And then she proceeded to roll a 27 in front of us. I'm like, well, you got to stop talking about your grandma. You're doing her a disservice. Jason Reitman is not Ivan Reitman. Ghostbusters was one and done. The second one was bad.
It was on this weekend.
Ghostbusters 2? Yeah. It's horrible. It's not. They didn't even try. It was a money grab.
It was so... I couldn't recall the whole movie, and all of a sudden it started piecing together. That's how lack of memorable it was.
Wow, that's not a sentence.
What am I searching for?
What are you searching for? Conjunctions? Vowels? Consonants?
Complete sentences?
I'm like, things together. That's I'm like, right. It's
I'm not even
going to
go with words
the
yet.
Ooze river just on negativity.
Letters. Just put letters in. It's like you literally just took a spoonful of alphabets and read it to me.
Jason Reitman's done some good stuff, though.
Oh, he's good.
Up in the Air, Juno.
He's great. But it doesn't mean he can just recreate the magic of Ghostbusters because his last name's Reitman. Ivan Reitman did the second one, and it sucked.
I don't know if it sucked.
It sucked. Oh, Ghostbusters 2 was horrible.
Come on, Vigo?
It was horrible.
Was his name Vigo?
Yeah, it was awful.
And painting staring at you.
Yeah, and McNichol.
That was a creepy painting.
McNichol was in it, right?
Yeah.
Peter McNichol.
Stewart.
That painting awful.
It was a great painting, and the concept wasn't bad, but they sleptwalked through the whole script. There wasn't a laugh in it. It was bad.
This is pretty awesome. If it happens, hopefully Dana White will promote it. But Justin Bieber has challenged Tom Cruise in the octagon.
What? Shut up.
Huh?
He tweeted, "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared. You'll never live it down."
Man, they're out of
ideas. Who is willing to put up the fight? Dana White?
Why would Tom Cruise do that? I know why Bieber would do it.
Bieber's been training.
Why would Tom Cruise do it?
Yeah, Tom Cruise got nothing to prove at age 57 in the octagon.
He's a gajillionaire.
I mean, I'd watch it, but I don't know why. I don't know if I'm rooting for him to get crushed or win.
I think you're always rooting for the Biebs to lose.
I don't know. In this case, I think I might be torn. Like I'd like to see. I mean, might just go black hat on.
I know
this
that
one.
Scientology thing makes it weird.
Yeah.
But.
I had a dream about Scientology this weekend. A crazy dream.
You woke up with your hand on the paddle
playing golf. I wish it would have made sense. I at least jerk off in it. I'm playing golf, and next to the golf course is an airport. And a guy goes, "We got to stop for a second." One of the guys in the foursome I didn't recognize. I'm like, "Why?" And he goes, "There's David and Tom." And they're just standing in the middle of the fairway. And I'm like, "That's Tom Cruise and David Miscavige," or whatever his name is, the guy who runs the whole thing. And of course, everybody just flocked to it. And they're like, "You should come. You should be part of this." Like, absolutely not.
That's the sign. You've seen it.
Right. You know what it was a sign of? Right before I fell asleep, there was a story about Tom Cruise and Scientology. That's all it was. My brain just went, "Hey,
no,
cool,
dude,
I'll just include
that's
them."
It.
No, it wasn't.
L. Ron's talking to you.
Yeah. If it was a sign, it was weak. Because basically what it was Entertainment Tonight telling me, "Tom Cruise and Scientology." And they entered my sleep.
I had a weird dream that Brady came into the studio and told us that he's decided not to have sex the rest of his life. I don't know why.
Oh, he's
I did that.
That. Yeah, I was going to say.
No, did you?
Did he have to announce it?
It was weird.
It was
assumed, it was a weird
right?
thing.
I thought that
and then was he announced it on the air.
I'd like to reannounce.
I'm celibate forever now.
We know.
What? This was my big announcement. At 8:15, I tell the world my new me.
Yeah, we knew, Brady.
I think it had something to do with Torp telling us his story.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Having a hard on since 2011. And I'm going to stop treatments for that. Just let it be. I'm no longer in need of this thingy-dingy. My hoo-hoo is never going to be used again. Once again, I announce that I am never going to anyone ever again with my or her. I'm celibate forever.
I don't know.
Don't you remember that, Eric?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why you'd announce it.
Brady, what's your big announcement?
That I'm never going to anyone in the or the again.
Why did I get into my dreams?
Yeah. Well, because you're all up. That's why.
Maybe you're thinking about it. Just like you're saying, John, Scientology,
am, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe I'm that's your about sign. Stopping having that's sex the rest of my life.
I think Brady wants to move you to stop having sex.
That's your mission.
That's my purpose in life.
No more.
Darius Rucker has a real beef with Tom Hanks. Because Hanks is a producer on the CNN docuseries, The 90s.
Yeah, oh, it didn't include the Hooties?
Didn't mention Cracked Rear View, the album that Hootie and the Blowfish came out, which really was a big part of
them. Huge. 90s. And you forget, it's like Hootie and the Blowfish are like Mark Grace. They dominated the 90s, and yet nobody really talks about them that much, you know? They really were huge, and people hated them so much because they got big so quick with Hold My Hand and Only Want to Be With You.
So he pretty much says F Tom Hanks.
Yeah, you listen to Cracked Rear View and you're like, Jesus, this is a hit factor.
But it was just like one album.
Two. Fairweather Johnson had like five hits. I know it because I played them. Fairweather Johnson was big too. Not like the first one.
It just seemed it did die out pretty fast.
Because people got so mad.
It was 2 years. Yeah. Like,
but now they want to make it disappear out of the 90s.
Yeah. It was like Mormon Seven Dust. I kind of looked at him and I'm like, you're too clean.
It is funny how those songs, like, you don't hear them anymore.
Nope. And he can sing like nobody's business. He does that country stuff. It's the only time I'm like, we had to listen to country music, Jeremy and I, as Dale drove us to the ballpark. Oof.
Oh, God, what'd you listen to?
Well, Blake Shelton's This Is God's Country came on, and I thought Dale was going to – I thought Dale might actually write in the car. This is a song right here. You're in God's country. Like, what's going on? I just love this song too much.
Does he have the boots and the hat and everything?
They don't make boots that size. He wore two cows' bodies.
The chaps? Where's
two steers. Yeah. And
he had two small calves for shoes. I can't leave my Nike veal. Anyway, we're all done. You're all too kind. Now stop sending me pictures of your dogs or I'm going to cry some more. That's it for us. We're done. Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. And thank you sincerely for all the kind words. It's 98 KUPD.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!